I know used to snakes would live in there too. There were king snakes or rat snakes.
A king snake to keep the rats out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I don't want to go in that night. Pick up.
You just seen have the rare. What did they call the building where they stored other grain?
Well, now, my father, he had a big box, that wooden box, you know, that he kept in a certain back part of the room. After his wheat got dry, he would pour it in there, and he had a tight lid, so he couldn't no rats, nothing get in there. And when he went to mill, he always had a good bit of ground. And
for flour.
And then he'd carry corn to mill and have a great pile of that. Because he said it'd be days when he ought to be plowing, he couldn't go to mill.
So just make a whole day of it and get a lot of it done. What about the part in the top of a barn where they stored hay?
Well, that was a fodder loft, I call it. Hay loft.
And then this, where they stacked hay outside, what'd they call it?
Call that haystack.
Just the haystacks.
Fodder stacks and haystacks. And then, you know, they had a wagon shed, a place to keep the harness out there next to the barn.
Because they had to keep all that fixed and ready to work. When they first cut the hay, what did they do with it? What do you call it when they were
ready? As soon as it got dry enough, they'd stack it or put it in the barn. We'd pick what peas we wanted off of it, you know. And so then I fell off a stack of eagle. I don't know.
Used to be a good place to play though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but me and my brother was hauling it, and it got so high till I couldn't reach him with a pitchfork filling it up, you know. I said, I tell you what to do, bro. I says, come down and get in the wagon and fork it up to me. I wasn't looking for Papa to come across the field. And he got in sight, he looked, stopped, and looked, and just before he got there, I reckon I had my eye on him. And I just come right down on the wagon
with him. Did it hurt bad?
No. No. I helped my heels in the hay while we were stacking. And then when I got to the wagon wheel, my feet just hit the hub of the wheel. And wasn't no damage done on it. Like scared my brother and my daddy.
How old were you about when you were doing that? When you were
About 15 years old.
Teenager. Couldn't get a 15-year-old to do anything like that now, could you? Some of the other buildings they had were places where they kept horses. Would have been called a
stable.
Stables.
Oh,
yeah, sure did. And then the place for the cows.
Well, they had stalls for them, too, when it's bad weather. You know, they'd have to get them out of the bad weather.
But most of the time, they just were out in the
cow pen.
Out in the cow pen. Did they have a special place they'd bring them in to keep them still to milk?
Yeah.
What'd they call that name?
They call that, I always call mine, where I always had the trough built inside of that place where the stalls was, where they would be out of the weather, just put the feed trough up in one end, you know, and I'd sit down there and then milk.